Before you buy a property, you need to inspect it. For the most part, inspecting requires common sense observations. While you might not be a builder or an architect or able to read a blueprint, you can probably walk and crawl and see. So consequently, you should at least try to visually spot potential problem areas, such as those that might detract from the overall value of the property and add to the cost of repairs and maintenance. If you identify suspected problems, you might determine that you should use the professional services of a licensed property inspector or a builder or an architect, or maybe even move on to another property. In general, you should make it your practice to systematically and completely inspect the exterior and interior of every property. You're going to get some help in this regard. The Buyer's Property Inspection Report, included in the Real Estate Forms portfolio, provides an excellent checklist to use when you evaluate both areas of property. When you're performing your exterior inspection of the property, keep an eye out for things that might spell trouble. Like 1, walk around the outside of the property and look for evidence of termites and dry rot. Look for cracks and for signs that the foundation may have settled. Look to see if mortar is missing from the chimney. And if you can't see that far, use binoculars. If the property has a septic tank, look for lush green grass on the top because that may indicate poor absorption. Flush toilets and turn on water faucets to determine if there are any leaks or if there's inadequate pressure. Check under the bathroom and kitchen cabinets for any evidence of water or water stains. Check the electrical and the heating systems.